Guys, the last shot I would deal with is the following. Let's say a person survived a roundup, right? So a roundup, right? For those of you who know anything about Holocaust history, so a roundup was basically the Germans would come and they would kishmokenu, round up all the Jews in the city, and then they would deport them to Auschwitz or wherever. So the question is the following. Let's say a guy survives a roundup, either because he realized what was happening and he ran away or whatever, he hid, and they didn't catch him. Would he bench Gomel on surviving a roundup? That's the shayla. Anyone have any thoughts?
Yeah.
Why?
His life is in danger.
It's assumed he's going to die.
Okay.
Is Gomel maybe only on a journey?
No, it's
Gomel, when... Gomel's full tight. Full air. You sue him.
Gomel, you say Gomel on the airplane, some people say that.
Okay.
Will says you don't.
Okay, basically, all of you mentioned modern-day applications of Gomel. They have nothing to do with
the shuttle. Okay, when you go through the desert, yes. when you go across the sea, when you get out of jail, and...
Yes, correct. There is a Mishnah in Brachos, the ninth paragraph of Brachos, that lists four types of people that are chayav to bench Gomel. Four types of people are...
When you survive sickness.
When a person is healed from his illness. When a person is freed from prison. When a person comes out of the ocean, right, from overseas. And when a person traverses a desert and comes out okay. Those are the four examples of the Mishnah. Well, the question is as follows. When the Mishnah lists these four examples, are these four examples Davka? Meaning, these are the only four categories of people that bench Gomel?
Or love them.
Or maybe it can extend it to other people. Maybe anyone who survives. What if a guy survives an encounter with a lion? Does he bench Gomel? It's not in the Mishnah. That's a big machlok. It's machlok between the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch. That's not the focus of this particular shayla.
People bench Gomel after quiet.
Well, again, that's a machlokes. According to the Shulchan Aruch, you only bench Gomel on the four things listed in the Mishnah, no matter how low or high risk they are. In other words, if a person, let's say a person walked through a desert, but it happened to be that he had a ton of water and a ton of shelter, and he had like everything, meaning he was taken care of the whole way. There was not even a second where he was in danger. According to the Shulchan Aruch, he would still bench Gomel. Why? Because he thinks that objectively, those four people always bench Gomel under all circumstances, no matter what. Whereas the Ramah says, it's not about those four. The Ramah says, whenever you're in a situation of high risk, it doesn't matter if it's those four or anything else, if you survive the high risk situation, you bench Gomel. Otherwise, you don't. Again, we're not talking about flights right now. That's a different discussion for a different time. This shayla is not... Okay, so guys, the question is as the following, okay? The question is like this, okay? You survived the roundup, but what's the obvious problem?
I wasn't dead.
You're still in danger, right? It's not like you left like Nazi Germany. It's like, hey, you escaped one roundup, but like in 4 days from now, you may be on another trip. So the question is, if I survive a particular danger, but I'm not really out of danger yet, do I bench Gomel? That's the shayla that is raised in this trip. Now, if you take a look at the Mishnah in Brachos that delineates the four types of people that have to bench Gomel, there's a fascinating, almost glaring distinction between two of the people listed. Well, again, that's about the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. According to the Ramah, there are no categories. According to the Ramah, it just depends on whether it's a high risk or low risk.
Like, there are four unique things. Like, one's by nature, one's like yourself.
Again,
one's like by people.
That's not that's no bearing on the
Ramah. Why can't you just say it's Tefillah after you're saved?
It's a bracha. It's a bracha levatol, if you know what you're doing. Okay, so guys, the question, if you take a look, guys, put away whatever that's the game is. Put the game away. Just put it away. Guys, if you take a look at the Mishnah, guys, focus for a second. Take a look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah has, again, four categories, but they're worded in different ways. So, for example, when the Mishnah describes a chola, or a person who was incarcerated in prison that was freed, the Mishnah says the following lashon. It says, Misha haya cholev in Isrape, okay, person who was sick and is now better, or Misha haya chavash bevesa asura viyotze, person who was incarcerated in a prison and is now free.
One second.
In contrast to that, the lashonos that are used by a person who went overseas or through the midbar is very different. What are the lashonos that are used there? The Mishnah says, Yorde hayam and holchei midbaros. What's grammatically the difference between Misha Haya Chavash Beis HaSurim and Misha Haya Chola versus Yorde Hayam and Holchei Midbaros? Past tense and present tense, exactly. In other words, the case of the Chola and the case of the and the case of the prisoner are in the past, meaning he was sick Now he's better. He was in prison. Now he's free. As opposed to, I am currently out at sea, or I am currently walking through a desert. In those cases, the implication of the Mishnah is that you bench Gomel even when you're in the middle of the desert or the middle of the ocean, as long as you survive a particular event. But even if I'm not really fully out of danger,
if we had a Kriyas HaTorah when we were in the middle of the desert,
well, Lav Davka, that Gomel has to do with Kriyas HaTorah, that's a different discussion. But theoretically, according to what this Mishnah sounds like, you should have to bench Gomel even in the middle of the ocean. Now, one second. So, the truth is, he points out, that even though the Mishnah sounds this way, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch don't make this distinction. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch seem to lump all four into one category, they just seem to assume it's all about the past. They think that even though the Mishnah implied that really when you're at sea and you're in the desert, that the Mishnah sounded like it was all about the present tense. They said, no, really, the Mishnah didn't mean that. It really means the past tense. Now, the problem is, how do you explain the Mishnah? I mean, fine. So the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch don't have that gears. They have a different gears. But what's the shot of the Mishnah? How do you explain what's going on? Why is there a distinction between a guy in the desert and the ocean versus a guy who's in prison and a guy who was healed from an illness? So, Yad HaMelech writes, a parish of the Rambam, he writes that you only bench Gomel if you survive a sakana, and the Elia Rabba writes that you can wait to leave the Yam to make the bracha. In other words, even though the Mishnah says that a Yorde Hayam, a guy who's currently out at sea, makes a bracha, but the Elia Rabba says on page 160, you can make that bracha, you can wait till you leave the ocean in order to make the bracha. Now, the Mishnah Berurah writes, and this is a point that we kind of alluded to before, the Mishnah Berurah says that you make a bracha, you bench Gomel, even if nothing happened to you. If I walked through a desert and literally nothing happened, I went to the ocean and there was no storm, but I came through. According to the Mishnah Berurah, well, that's a different issue. How do you define the order that I am? But he says, you make a bracha if you experience one of these four categories, even if it wasn't particularly dangerous. Again, that's a throwback to the machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, as I mentioned before. Well, no, that's not holding like both. That's holding like the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says that you only bench Gomel when you have one of these.
Shulchan Aruch says that and only.
Correct. Meaning even if it's a low risk.
It's that plus if you felt you were in a
Sabbath. Okay, maybe. I mean, he doesn't say that, but maybe. Now, the Elia Rabba also quotes that you don't bench Gomel until you finished your entire journey. For example, let's say you're on a cruise. And let's say the cruise stops in multiple cities along the way. And you get off, you go to this city, and you go to that city, and you go to that city. But the cruise takes 2 weeks, right? So when do you bench Gomel? That's a classic Yor De Hayam. When do you bench Gomel?
What about the question on a cruise? And then, like, based on starts, what's then
it?
Go over the
date. Okay, we're
done. You heard about that question, right? Oscar, did you hear about that question?
I spoke about it, yeah. We're not mixing and matching. We're focused on Gomel. Guys, what do you do? You're on a cruise, and it's a 2-week cruise, and you get off at 15 cities along the way.
Wait till you fall back on.
Do I have to bench Gomel in every city that I go to?
Wait till you fall back on.
Yeah. Tell me why.
You're not on the sea.
Right, so says the Elia Rabba, that's not true. The Elia Rabba says, you only bench Gomel when your entire journey is over. You get to wherever your destination is, then you bench Gomel. Now, what's the problem, as we're saying? We give the example of Yor DeHayam, right? Yor DeHayam sounds like every time I get off the boat, even in the middle of my journey, I should have to bench Gomel. So that this shot of the Elia Rabba fits very well with what we just said against the Pasuk shot of the Mishnah. More like the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. That Lashon implies that it doesn't really matter if I'm still out at sea or not, right? In other words, it just matters when I get there. It only matters when I finally get there. The Ber Halacha, also the author of the Mishnah Berurah, writes that the only time a person who's in prison benches Gomel is if he was in prison for some sort of capital, he was on death row, he was on something that his life could have been taken and he was released. That's a situation where you bench Gomel. Stam, the guy was locked away for tax fraud, doesn't bench Gomel for that. Whatever it is, right?
You don't bench, like in Russia.
Whatever, I'm saying in a normal democracy. And he points out at the end of the Shuva, he says that the Nazis oftentimes would give people false hope by spreading rumors that salvation was imminent. So he says, you can't bench Gomel if you survive one thing, because even if you think that you're going to survive the war, it's probably not true. Because they're spreading, you know, false rumors about... It's not very nice, but well, might say that makes sense. It's
how, not do get, how do they get these stories to
They would write them on little scraps of paper, and he hit them on the ground.
Didn't
and
actually answer the questions.
He answered them. I don't know if he sent the answers back to them. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how they would have gotten it without, you know, slipping it past the Nazi guards. Okay, but yeah. So Lemaisa, this is basically the whole truth. Lemaisa, bottom line is there's a distinction that was found between the Mishnah versus the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. Bottom line is that if you're in a situation of Yor Dayam or Holchim and Baros, so. Assume it doesn't have to necessarily be that you're in the middle of that dangerous situation. Even when I leave that situation, then we say that you could actually bench Gomel at that point.